Hello, welcome to the Q Shed. My name's Aaron Dugan. I'm joined here by BTC, the Bluebell social media manager. That says on his interview for Voices from the Coalface. How's it going, mate? You all right?
It's going sound. Cheers.
There.
Yourself.
Aye, all good, all good. Glad to finally have you on. Sorry, I've mucked you about for the last couple of weeks trying to get a bit of time.
That's no bar.
Aye. Anyway, mate, we'll just dive straight on into it. That says, how is it that you became involved with the club?
It was my first game against Brechin City in the 11-12 season. It was a late winner by Derek Lyle that won the game for us. And after the match, I got to meet John Boo and I got his signature on my match day programme. So that was a good experience.
Tommy, forgot that Derek Lyle played for us, right? That's some game to go to as well. That late winner. That says also it must have been brilliant meeting Joe Mabu.
He's a sound lad. My dad, who was with me, thought he was easily man of the match. He'd only been to Rangers games previously, and he was impressed with the shift he put in that day.
It was certainly a worker like that. Says that kicked off that. So that kicked it all off for you as a Cowan Beef supporter then.
After that, watched a few more games, saw a slipped title, and first chance I got a season ticket for the 12-13 season.
Oh, perfect. And that says obviously. Kind of around the time of the kind of well, the golden years as they've probably all been known as kind of in the future like that says so how was it for you like kind of also seeing the it says that the championship years and it says obviously kind of probably the highest moment of Cowan's history for a long time.
It was great. There was a couple decent away days. I saw us take lead at Easter Road. The squeaky bum time, unfortunately, it didn't go to plan.
Well, that's I think a lot of that season kind of worked out that way. Obviously, kind of a first one without Greg Stewart or Kane Hemmings leading the line up top. Just so, kind of obviously you've had it says you've probably had a good kind of like a good high there. It came from starting from 2011. It says what would have been your happiest memory supporting Cowan Beef then in your time.
Happiest memory. I think happiest memory probably would have been maybe the 4-0 win over Livingston. Like, we were 9 points adrift of Alloa. We needed to win. We won by some way. And it just felt good at full time.
Aye, that's says a good game that like that says well says as we're kind of talking about good memories and that says what would have been the say like from being in the championship you've also had a kind of good I'll try to find the word in here for it says a good standard of stadia says what would you be what's been your favourite away day following Cowan Beef through the years.
Favourite away day. I think it would have been the first time I actually saw us win. That was away to Stirling Albion the 16-17 season.
Oh yeah, aye. That's so quite a nice wee stadium, Forth Bank. It's just a shame that it's a wee bit out the town.
Aye.
Aye,
We drove there, so that wasn't too much an issue.
well, that's fine then. Like that says so. Says so is it just because of the result then that you like that as an away day or is it say anything to do with the facilities at Stirling?
Well, mainly the result, but it is a decent stadium compared to some places like Ainslie Park. I had a couple of awful away days there.
Hi. Aye, that's says also been quite well says well purpose built for the community there and for Stirling Albion. Says obviously quite perfect conditions for a part-time team in the kind of lower reaches of the league system.
It's got two fairly decent sized stands. There's Terson behind the goals. And there's pie stalls on the inside of the stadium, so you do get soaked while waiting for a pie and bovril.
Aye. Aye, well, that's it. So, going in more into this season, as have you managed to see any kind of away days through this season?
I have saw a fair few. I've been to Gretna, Dalbeattie. I've been to Civil Service Stores. I went to Edinburgh Uni as well. Also went to Uni of Stirling the start of season, but less said about that, the better.
Aye, aye. Well, as you say, I just missed that out and no more like that one. Is it? Like, I know that nobody really wants to be down in the Lowland League, and that says. But have you quite enjoyed seeing new places, or do you find it's a bit more refreshing with the way that that you only play each team twice?
It's been refreshing, not only because of that, but because it's the first season I've really been able to afford going to away days in the regular. I was just a bit of a skint student the season previous, so I didn't have as much a chance to get about.
It can really put a dent in your pocket, like traveling for away days like that. See, so has there been one this year that you can that you're really glad that you've done?
Reckon I did enjoy going to Edinburgh Uni away, just to see us banging the goals.
I would say. At times, he says he thought that it felt like the team had turned the corner, but also it says results have been a bit inconsistent this season. So if we just move on there now, mate, and that says so Ken, we've obviously talked about Ken, like your happiest memory supporting the team. Says Ken, obviously the Ken other side of the coin there says what's your worst time?
Let's just say I had a bad dream one day. We were playing on the outskirts of Edinburgh, an important game. Can't remember exactly why. An ex-player that was once my idol was now against us, and he'd firmly burnt the bridge. And we ended up getting absolutely gobbed and. Then the dream ended. At least I hope it ended.
I think everybody knows the game you're talking about. Says obviously it was a tough one, that very tough one.
Yeah, it was a bad dream.
Sometimes you just want to wake up from it though, eh?
At some point.
Aye. That's Ken also you're Ken talking about Ken Dean Brett, that says obviously came with his interview afterwards. What do you think of it then?
I just think he's been very unfair towards us, given the fact that he basically had the keys to the tomb, after all the years he'd put in.
Aye, well, that's it. So it's obviously kind of was well reported that the club had stood by him when kind of he'd also went through his troubles and that. Says so says the. And well, also come out straight after that and say that he had actively tried to get Harry Swan sent off, does leave a bit of a kind of a bad taste in the mouth.
I'll definitely see that.
Aye. That's it. So I always say, I think I'm going to have to rewrite that one for next interviews. Like, I think everybody's going to be seeing about says the relegation at Bonnie Rigg. Like, that's his obviously a very, very poor game. He says, what did you think about the penalty?
I didn't think it was a penalty. I think Kilmer could have maybe shown a bit more strength in shielding the ball, but he's been barged over. At the very worst, I think it's a 50-50.
Yeah, I say, completely echo what you're saying there, mate. That says says can I at the time I thought there was nothing. There was nothing in it from Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller. So on the highlights after the next week like that says I thought that Kyle Miller had should have been a lot stronger than what he had. He had an ample opportunity to get rid of the ball and then obviously was bundled over and in the end. But says it was a kind of a key moment in a game that well, up until we went 1-0 down, you felt that we were in it. And that's obviously Sammy Operon missing narrowly wide just before we went 1-0 down. Talking about that, obviously the relegation season, is there a signing that really stood out in and what was a poor Blue Brazil side?
I'd say maybe Andy Barrowman.
Aye, that says I always keep on forgetting that he was there because it was only for such a short time. He's obviously playing his trade back in America now as well.
I was up at the Elgin game where he scored an absolute screamer, and I still think that should have been the Saints goal of the month.
Certainly, kind of, it was really up there, wasn't it? It says when he said it was goal of the season for us. No, I think Sammy Operon scored a screamer that day as well, did he not?
I think it might have.
I
They
think he
scored
did,
a
like
couple screamers.
he's just well, just going on from that. It says obviously Ken Bonner again. That says did you have a kind of bit of a day out in Bonnie Rigg? What did you think of like the ground and the kind of like also the support in the team?
I never took that much time in Bonnie Ring before. I just kind of got on the bus just in time to neck a wee tin and then get in the ground. And afterwards, for obvious reasons, I was right out. It's not a right wee ground, but it's clearly a ground that maybe belongs to a junior club. There's a lack of terrace in the, well, can't mind think there was only one stand,
Aye.
it's fully seated, and it's not that big either. It's maybe it maybe holds 2,000 when maybe you should be looking to have a bit of a bigger ground before going into the professional setup of Scotland.
Certainly, that says obviously they've certainly been probably the one team that's come up and since the introduction of the playoffs that's actually struggled in League Two, currently sitting eighth, I think, that just off of Albion Rovers and Elgin City in last place. Well, moving away from Bonnie Rigg, obviously Cowan Beef's come down, says completely wiped the slate clean. Says where do you see where would you want to see Cowan Beef in 10 years' time, or says in says. Yeah, with a bit of common sense put in there, it says where do you realistically see Cowan Beef in 10 years' time?
10 years' time, in light of recent announcements, I see us moving to fan ownership. I see us being competitive in this division. Maybe not realistically going right up straight away, but I think we'll be in the mix.
So, you just touched on it there with the announcements. What did you think of them?
I think fan ownership might be the way to go. It's worked for other teams, but my concern is if there's still enough of a core support to dig deep and put money into the club to the point where fan ownership was the right move for the club.
Well, I find that's the nail on the head there. It says obviously the support has dwindled in the last kind of 4 or 5 seasons. It says understandably so with what's been served at times. If it says do you see trying to word this and that it says do you think that it says that Ken, with also recent changes with Morse Ross leaving the role as manager with this announcement for the Supporters Trust, do you think that will attract Ken fans back through the doors that have maybe fallen away again as the times went on?
I think if the appointment is right, we will get results. We'll put together a cup run or two, and I think it'll start bringing people back through the door. I'm certainly willing to vote with my wallet, depending on who we recruit for the coaching team.
Well, that's a. I think it's probably the most critical appointment in Cowdenbeath's history, which is you feel like you're saying that once every 2 years or so. Then now, who would you like to come in?
First choice, Gary Jardine and Joe Mbeu.
I think we ran that poll on Twitter, and they were clear favourites in everybody's eyes. Certainly done really well with civil service the last couple of years before that Edinburgh City as well. I think you saw that on Saturday that it says that those civil service weren't a pretty team to watch. They were a very, very effective team and certainly shut us down across the pitch.
They've claimed two scalps against us this season. And I think once we, if we recruit Jardine and Mbeu to the club, they may be able to attract a few players from civil service. Could prove to be key players in the following season.
I think it says obviously our interview with Colin. I think that can the club's obviously leaving no stone can unturned can in this search for manager and search for new talent as well. Says on talking about new talent went in a completely new direction for Cowdenbeath, wiping the slate clean and going for a more youthful role. Has there been a player that stood out for you this season?
I think Alfie Robinson has been one of the performers of the season. As soon as the news came through that we'd signed him, I had a kind of let's say an acquaintance who also played for Albion Rovers. Immediately asked him if he'd be a good fit for the club. He said I he'd be a decent player for yous, and so far, think he's been one of our standouts.
I think it says that's completely correct, and that it says certainly struggled at the start of the season, but all the teams struggled at the start of the season. Certainly, really, I think with the introduction of Ian Davison, certainly settled them down a lot more. And that it says I think having that mature head beside them really solidified them in the as the kind of starting and setting back role.
We just needed experienced players. We've brought in Davo, Lovie, brought in Danny Watt as well. I think we just need maybe one or two more experienced heads.
Aye, certainly the spine of a team there for going into next season. So just as it came as we think about this, and that says, do you see a scope for optimism going into next season. Obviously, I don't think your most happy clapper fans going to say that we're going to can rock the league or win it. But do you think that there's certainly scope for us to be within that can is solidify ourselves within that top 10?
I think we're definitely more likely to reach the top half next season. There were some just disastrous results during the course of this season. Defeat Gretna, draw with Dalbeattie, draw with East Stirling. I definitely think that'll happen next season.
I think that's been Kimby's issue so far is perhaps that just the games that we should have won we've dropped points and then not being consistent enough to beat the teams above us as well as left us sitting 15th.
I can agree with that. We've just not had the best of luck. Been thrown for a loop a couple times. Hopefully the new management team can put it right.
Well, I say so. Hopefully that in the next couple of weeks we'll hear who the manager is. Kind of pushing forward. I'd asked, and I've shamelessly stolen this from the late kickoff podcast. I'd asked everybody that's agreed to do it. They're five-a-side Cowden Beef team. So have you got a five-a-side team for us?
I've got I've went for a team that I've exclusively played during the time I've supported them. So I've got a team of Thomas Flynn goals, Kenny Adamson, and a bit of a wild card, Rory McEwitt.
Oh,
The
that's a bit of a blast there.
boy who played on loan from Kilmarnock scored a decent goal against Dundee. He'd be the more creative defender in there. In midfield, go for a Chopper Lewis Mill.
Absolutely tremendous, tremendous names there, obviously. Lewis Milne he's went on to have a great career. He spent a wee bit of time out in Australia. So he's done well with Montrose. Says Kenny Arson, absolutely stalwart at the back for us for a number of years. Thomas Flynn, I keep on forgetting all the good goalkeepers that we've had over our time. Thomas Flynn was a fantastic goalkeeper for us.
Close second goes to Robbie Thompson. Came in during 14-15. I mind him having a decent game against Hearts. Know the one where we got pumped 10-0. One at home, we were in the lead. He pulled a few decent saves off for us, but Hearts draw level and then they get one of the dodgiest penalties that I've ever seen.
Try to remember that game there. I always remember the 10-0 one because well, my boss is a big Hearts fan. He makes me like Google it every time we're working together. I think it's just that they had that. It says Zano right on the edge of the box. It says it kind of wasn't he sure. Is that that one?
Might have been.
Aye.
I think I just blocked it.
Says obviously says so can a good well so also went down in the end but it says it was a good experience being in that league and playing against these teams. If there's one player that we've had in your time supporting us, if there's one player that we've had, who would you bring back?
I think one that could definitely still do a job, Greg's shirt.
Aye, I see. It's absolutely.
Yeah.
Aye, that's it. I don't think anybody would be in disagreement with that. Obviously, come back for the charity game, the start of the season. Well, just at the end of last season, start of this season. It was great to see him back in a cow and beef shirt.
It's certainly a good one to come back, go to the charity game, raise some funds for the club, try and build for what we would have thought would be a challenge for promotion.
I think everybody thought that, says if there's one of the teams that were going to come down, it might have been us to have an instant challenge. Also, it kind of didn't come to that. There's a so because I got asked this on the late kickoff podcast, and I completely forgot to add it onto the template for everybody. What strip would your five seam wear?
Oh, I think they'd wear a 13-14 home kit.
That was a good one. That I really, really like the 13-14 one.
It's a good kit. Tried to win it in a five times competition. Unfortunately, went to a lad the year above me.
Aye.
B.
So just a. Can as we just wrap this up, that says do you have anything else that you'd like to add yourself? Says any memories that you'd like just to point out to us?
Well, there was a program that I dug out recently, trying to save him from a parent's black bin. It was program for Cownbee vs Falkirk, and on the cover there was a picture which puzzled me for years because it looks like Thomas Flynn has jumped about 6 feet in the air. I was just wondering how that's possible because he also appears to be flying forwards.
Ah, he's kind of I mean, because you put the picture up on the by and Bovril. He's like Superman, eh? He's on a play horizontal.
That was ridiculous.
Aye, says you do tend to forget some of the kind of absolutely tremendous players. I've been quite blessed as a support to have so many good players.
It was good being at that level, and it was just as I started supporting them.
Aye, well, that's say. She's I think if you're around kind of like your 20s to 30s, you've certainly had a kind of a brilliant time as a Cownbee supporter. Obviously, kind of like last kind of five years or so has kind of says brought kind of brought it back to a halt. But I think do you think that something that I'd maybe that I'd been thinking about a wee while is say. Do you think that the introduction of the relegation playoffs out of the SPFL, do you think that kind of stifled kind of creative thought in teams around that kind of temp spot just out of fear that of actually finishing in that temp spot?
Maybe a wee bit. The think that a kind of closed shop maybe allowed teams like Queen's Park, who for years didn't really pay their players, and East Stirling, who I think were only paying their players 10 quid a week, to maybe stick their traditions, especially Queen's Park. They were an amateur club for all their existence until relatively recently. But I do think that if anything, the SPFL should open up a bit more. There's strong teams in the juniors like Auchinleck and Beef Juniors as well that would be able to hold their own in League Two, maybe even League One.
I certainly a lot of teams are kind of looking up. It's only going to be harder for Cowan Beef to regain that say its league status in League Two. Just about to run out of time, but thank you very much for coming on. It was great to have you. That again, I'm sorry it took us so long to get this organised as well.
Honestly, it's been a pleasure. It's been worth the wait.
Aye. Well. Thank you for your time, and thanks everybody for listening. It says again, if you want to jump on yourselves, says please get in touch with us over social media or just anywhere. It's easy enough to find us. Again, thanks very much for coming on, and I'll see you later on.